is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And he saw within him a promise as well as potential.
Yeah.
God sees, my brothers and sisters, yeah, each and every one of us.
Amen.
And he sees within us a promise. Yeah. A promise that he made for us. Yeah. But he also sees within us the potential that we can and should do.
Yeah.
For each and every one of us has been here, are here for a specific reason and a specific purpose.
Yes.
You are not born just to be born. You're
right.
Born to be productive.
All right.
To do what the Lord our God has sanctioned,
yeah,
declared and decreed,
yeah,
for each and every one of us to do. We are here as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah.
But there's something emphatically wrong. There's something systematically wrong. When we live in a world where there's a system that is oppressive,
yeah,
discriminative, and abusive toward brothers and sisters in the Lord.
Yeah.
Something is wrong with the world and the world system. Oh, I just got it. This world system is not the Lord's system.
All right.
Because if this world system were the Lord's system, we would all have fellowship with one another.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, that's why I love the Lord.
Amen.
Because he sees in us something that no one else sees.
Yeah.
He sees beyond our faults.
Yes.
He sees beyond our shortcomings.
Amen.
He sees beyond our imperfection.
Yes.
He sees beyond the mask that we place over, yeah, our face. He sees beyond our habits. Any habits in our house?
All right.
He sees beyond our attitudes. It's almost like the songwriter and the singer Marvin Sapp said it best when he said, he saw the best in me.
Yes.
When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, we have to stop sizing up people.
Yes.
Sizing them up all around us, sizing them up, and we need to stop that and stop looking at the problem. Stop looking at attitudes,
yes,
and stop looking at issues.
Yeah.
For there are times many of us desire to qualify those we meet as if they are not worthy enough for us to witness or to evangelize.
All right.
We as believers need to get beyond ourselves,
yes, yes,
and see the potential of others.
Amen.
We must allow the Holy Spirit
now
to show us their potential of what and how they can become.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how they will be used in the service of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
This rich young ruler, my brothers and sisters, came running to Jesus, mm-hmm, probably expecting a pat on the back.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, our reward is not here. Our reward is when the Lord returns.
Yeah.
Amen.
So the first thing we see, Jesus observed him. For the rich young ruler came running to the Lord. He knew something about him. There was something that preceded him. And that's something about a believer. When you come in contact with a believer, there's something unusual about it that sometimes draw people to them who have a relationship with the Lord. My brothers and sisters, the first thing he did, he observed him running to the Lord. And secondly, we see Jesus loved him.
Yes.
Jesus loved him also. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they all say that the rich young ruler went away sorrowful, in spite of the fact that Jesus loved him.
All right.
But at the end, the rich young ruler went away sorrowful. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we simply need to come as we are.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Stop hiding from him what he already knows about us.
Amen.
See, we know the big stuff in our life, and we will share that before others, but the little stuff is what the Lord is saying you're hiding. And the little stuff is what the Lord said, I need you to bring that little stuff out.
All right.
Because that's what I'm interested in drawing you closer to me. See, the little stuff won't allow you to see what's going on the inside. And when you can get that out, the Lord says, now I can use it, because the little stuff is the secret stuff that we hide. The secret stuff that we don't want mama to know about.
All right.
The secret stuff that the pastor don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
But we serve an omniscient and all-knowing God who knows the little stuff that we're hiding in our lives. But when you allow the power of the Holy Spirit to take up residence within your life, that little stuff has to go. Because what I know about the Holy Spirit is that that Holy Spirit takes up residence within you. And when the Holy Spirit takes up residence within you, it does a masterful work on the inside, because we've been all predestined to look just like Christ. Pastor, I don't get that. And here's why you don't get it. We can never look like Christ the way we are.
Amen.
Because there's some stuff in our life that separates us from the holiness and righteousness of a holy God. Romans 3:23 said, all have sinned and come short of the glory. That means I'm not looking like the Lord. But when I have something in me that transformed me, that revitalized me, that baptized me, that justified me, when there's something in me that moves me even when I don't want to move, there's something within me that wakes me up in the morning that allows me to get on my knees and thank the Lord for another day journey. There's something in me that allows me to be different. And the Lord sees something in us because he sees the best in us. My brothers and sisters, the world can only confuse us with the ideology of the world. But the Lord gives us the truth. My brothers and sisters, at first glance, one would think that the rich young ruler had everything. He was contented in life. He was wealthy. He had all that he needed physically. But there was something missing in his life. And whenever something is missing, there is a void in our life. Could it possibly be that at some point in his life he had heard Jesus teach on eternal life? But he did not quite understand it. Theological exposition of God's word being shared for such a time as this. And maybe because Christ was explaining it, maybe he missed the adjectives. Maybe the lack of understanding drew his curiosity. And because of this, he is excited now to once again see Jesus. Every now and then when God's word is expounded, you ought to get excited. Because it is a revelation of the Lord God being revealed to each and every one of us. Every now and then when you hear God's word being shared, there ought to be a shout of praise, because the word of God is active and alive and still touching our lives, transforming us into what he desires for us to be. sees Jesus and he runs to Jesus.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, no matter where we are in your journey, there will come a point within your life and mine where we must come running to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that for a fact.
Amen.
This preacher ran for 12 years.
Yeah.
I was called at the age of 18, and I certainly wouldn't go until I was 30. And he had to put me through some stuff to get me because I wasn't going.
Yeah.
And when the Lord let my car run hot on 635 in Dallas, Texas, and I said, Lord, if you just let me get home, I'll go. And when I got about halfway to Garland, where I lived at the time, that enemy came to my head and said, don't call your pastor. Go home and get a good night rest. Just let this pass. That car that was running hot that the Lord cranked up and let me get to Garland began to run hot again. And when I said, Lord, I'll go, that car that was registered hot, when I said, Lord, I'll go, it went back to normal. When you have experienced what the Lord, you know what the Lord is. You are different. That's why when you have a relationship with the Lord and you know emphatically that this stuff is real, I know people don't believe the things that we say sometimes, but when you've been in the Spirit and when you have been in the Lord and have a relationship with the Lord, you act strange. You are strange. Why? Because we have something in us that makes us uniquely different.
Amen.
And that says, the Lord says, I can use the difference in you to conform the world into my image. My brothers and sisters, he ran to Jesus. And if you have not yet experienced that moment in your life, keep on living. If Jesus is not a part of your life, something is missing. The rich young ruler had much, yet he lacked everything. His life was full, yet he was empty. He had financial security, yet he was spiritually bankrupt. Jesus recognized that there was something missing in this rich young ruler's life because Jesus took him to the laws of God. 613 laws, we struggle with 10. And Jesus said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. My Lord. And the rich young ruler answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. The rich young ruler was responding to the law question. And he said, I've kept them all. What he didn't understand was that Jesus came to fulfill the law. The law that he said he kept. What he did not understand was that the law does not save man.
All right.
For this rich young ruler was born with an inherent sin nature. Like all of us. It's inherent. Born with an inherent sin nature. And Jesus, knowing his lifestyle, knew that there was still something missing.
All right.
Come on.
The rich young ruler thought that by working and keeping the law, it would save him. But works does not save him. Works.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send